This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out designcrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN. The Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Alex Haro, the co-founder and president of Life 360, the world's largest family network serving over 50 million families. Mr. Haro, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me. Super excited.
Super excited to have you as well. Certainly looking forward to hearing more about Life 360. For starters, to kick things off, tell me about Life 360 and what inspired you to launch the company.
So Life 360 is actually relatively old in startup years. We got our start around 2008, and the initial idea was inspired by Hurricane Katrina. Not everyone was happy with the government's response to the tragedy, and there could have been a much better reaction. And to sort of save face, they created a website called ready.gov, which you could go print out PDFs, write down your emergency contact info, and put it on your refrigerator door, and somehow that was going to keep you safe from the next natural disaster. This was also around the time that Android was being announced, iPhone had already launched, and there was a general buzz and excitement around what mobile could change and how mobile could really disrupt different technologies. And we saw this as an opportunity to actually help people stay safe using mobile technology. And so we launched in 2008 and actually ended up winning the Google Android competition, which was a competition Google put together to generate buzz around Android. So we're the first venture-backed Android app ever, which is kind of a cool claim to fame. And the idea around Life 360 is not just around emergencies, but how can we provide peace of mind to families every single day? And a lot of it is around communication and coordination, knowing where your family is, knowing what's going on, knowing that everyone's okay. And that's a lot of what we've been focused on. And the initial insight was if you focus on a real-world network, like Facebook is focused on friends, or LinkedIn is focused on work colleagues, and you build an online business around it, it can turn into a huge opportunity like those two businesses have. So we saw this family as sort of the next untapped network that we really wanted to provide solutions for, and it was everything around communication and coordination. And so as the mobile platform started to mature and we were able to build these peace of mind communication and coordination apps for families, that's when the growth really started to take off. And you know, now, like you said, we've passed over 50 million families and we're growing every single day.
Certainly a lot to be proud of at this juncture. Alex, who is your typical user?
So our typical user is, our most typical case is a user with a, it's usually a four-person family, so mom, dad, and two kids, although we see a lot of interesting use cases around spouse-to-spouse, you know, especially nowadays with everyone working longer hours and not necessarily having traditional hours. There's a lot of use cases around knowing where your spouse is, knowing when they're coming home, knowing when they're leaving the office. Along the same route, a lot of use cases around just knowing where your family is and being able to send them messages and just get that peace of mind around knowing what's going on with everyone's daily life.
Over the years, you've expanded the capabilities of what Life 360 can do. Can you tell us about your latest features?
So one of the things that's always been important to Life 360 is talking to our users and really understanding what's important to them and what they can do to help them through their everyday lives. And one of the things we've noticed is that our users drive a lot. Actually, amongst our users in the U.S., we see over 3.5 billion miles driven every single day. A lot of that is just your average, 11-mile commute every single day that you're doing to and from the office. And there's not a lot of solutions that are out there that really helps families stay safer while they're on their commute. Obviously, there's also a lot of angst and anxiety around texting and driving and, not being hands-free. And a lot of accidents are caused by these issues. So what was important to us is building a product that really helps families stay safer. And we're starting to release a feature that will allow you to know how your family's driving, get reports on how they're driving, if they're being safe or not, and get them the help they do need if an unfortunate accident does occur.
Today we are joined by Alex Haro, the co-founder and president of Life360, the world's largest family network serving over 50 million families here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and or web design. This is where designcrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit designcrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need. For example, a logo design. Design Crowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you like, no worries. Design Crowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. Now, Mr. Haro, how do you prioritize what to focus on next?
It's a very interesting question, and it's a big lesson that our company has had to learn over the years, because as a small entrepreneur focused on what are the really cool things I can build, it's very easy to get excited about a whole lot of things and to want to do it all at once. And, even just a couple years ago, that was sort of the mode we were in. There's so many cool things, so many opportunities for us to attack, and we thought we could do it all. And when it came down to it, really being able to focus on that sort of core feature or product that you want to build really helps get the team aligned, really helps you dedicate all of your resources, and really helps you build a product that your users are going to love, and it doesn't feel half-baked. So prioritizing and really keeping that singular focus on what's the next feature we're building has really helped our company prioritize what it needs to do next. And it really does come down to a lot of responsibility and discipline around what's the top feature that we can build? How can we get all the team focused around it? And really just focus on that. And it's a lot of discussions internally, and also talking to our users, getting feedback and communicating with our users is also an important part of what we prioritize. And that's a lot of what we do when we're trying to figure out what features to build and what next to work on.
Lastly, what is your top tip for an entrepreneur or anyone looking to launch a new app today? I'm sure you've got a lot to talk about there, but what's your advice briefly in that regard?
I think the best thing for someone who's just starting out is to make sure you're passionate about what you're building. I know when I first started Life360, I wasn't thinking about, well, is this what I'm going to be working on 10 years from now? And the statistics show when you are successful and this does turn into a much bigger company, the time to exit is often 7 to 11 years. And I think that's usually shocking to people who don't anticipate having to work on something for so long. And, without that passion, without that dedication, without the excitement of this is something I really want to work on, I'm ready to spend the next 10 years of my life trying to solve this problem. I don't care who's going to tell me no and who's going to fight against me. You really need to have that passion and dedication and excitement around the idea you want to build, and continue to focus and keep your energy on why you started it, what you're passionate about, and really hold on to that, because it's a long ride with a lot of ups and a lot of downs, and you need to sort of keep yourself balanced amongst those.
Well, Alex, it certainly has been good to have had you, and thanks for spending a moment with us. Tell our listeners where they can get more information on Life 360, and if they wanted to be in touch, how would they do that as well?
Absolutely. Feel free to reach out to me at alex@life360.com anytime. And to learn more about the company, go to www.life360.com.
Once again, Mr. Howrow, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and look forward to an opportunity to speak with you again right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for hosting.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. We have been speaking with Mr. Alex Howrow, the co-founder and president of Life 360, the world's largest family network, serving over 50 million families. And once again, for more information, visit Life360.com. And this is Eric Dyne. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and a money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design or business card design or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.